Independents, we have Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Weiner, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Diller, my aide Chrissy Roberts, myself Joe Retta, and in absence, we have Councilman Bell, Council President Bullock, Councilman Street, and Councilman Tackett. Okay, anything on the minutes?
Six.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. On the agenda, we have this resolution. It's plans of Rick Place Consolidated School District, William F. Cook Jr. It is an elementary school in the Mill Creek Hunter on the south side of Graves Road and the north side and the west side of Newport Gap Pike. Construction 69,552 square feet. It's an elementary school. And Councilwoman?
Thank you. As many of you know, we have a new elementary school being constructed. I think we're within days of actually breaking ground and starting construction. And no stranger to this council, Stephanie Hansen is here, and she's going to present for Red Light.
Question before the presentation?
Go ahead.
Yeah, just a question on procedure and process. I was just handed a memo from the Department of Land Use file, which I don't ever remember having seen. I think it's a positive sign, but I just want to find out from the Land Use Department if this is a first or not. Or maybe I've never noticed before. It sure says...
She was here.
George is here.
Hey, you want me?
There's...
George is here, great. It says...
George, can you answer this
well,
question?
Let me read it so the council members... I'm about to read it, George.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. It says, status of review. At this time, a record plan may not be submitted for review and approval. Section 40.31.113.C.2 of the Newcastle County Code provides that, quote, no record plan submission shall occur until such time that the TIS is approved and the plan meets the concurrency requirements of Article 11, end of quote. As of this date, neither a TIS nor Delta TIS review letter has been received by the Department of Land Use to determine compliance with Article 11 of Chapter 40 of the County Code. I'm very pleased to see this, but it seems to be somewhat of a change of course.
Do you know what the date on the email was?
August 20th, 2013.
So we're a month and a half later. I'm assuming there's a there's another email that writes this ship because it's in front of you.
That's George Haggerty from Land Use.
Right, and I understand that there may be a subsequent. My aide was unable to retrieve it. But I'm more interested in the whether or not we're looking at this from a different procedure or process than we have in the past, because I've never seen, in the last few years, the Land Use Department has not taken the position that no record plan submission shall occur until such time that the TIS is approved and the plan meets the concurrency requirements of Article 11.
At the time that that was issued, it did not meet the concurrency requirements as we knew it, would be my guess without actually seeing the email. But I'm assuming that's what it said. The recordation process requires you to have all in and all done. That was just a notice saying you have another step you got to take.
Okay, so now what I see is this is already a rezoning that's behind us, and we're just going for subsequent record plan approval.
I don't think it's not a rezoning.
Right.
This is a S.
The land already has the necessary zoning that's needed.
That's right.
So there's a record plan approval, at which time the ministerial approval of the record plan, we do have a TIS, which has to be approved.
Yes.
Okay. I've got it all sorted out in my mind now. Thanks.
Councilwoman?
I was just going to say, did you see this from September 24th? Which obviously is a month later than that.
Sweet.
Talking about the department has determined that the proposal complies with all applicable requirements of Newcastle County.
No, I asked Lou to get it for me.
It's in your folder, Sean.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. My apologies.
And this is a resolution. It's not an ordinance. This is a by right plan.
Right.
So if we're at record plan stage, it should be a ministerial
vote. I think
vote.
I got it straight now. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Stephanie?
Any other questions? Excuse me, Stephanie. Any other questions from council? You got the floor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now we're off from a so rousing start. Clean start. I'm Stephanie Hansen. I'm an attorney at Young Conaway Stargate Taylor. I'm here today representing the Red Clay School District. With me is Mark Parker from Becker Morgan, and we also have Mr. Ted Ahman from the Red Clay School District. This is a property that's located, 17 acres. It's currently zoned S. It is near the intersection of Graves Road and Newport Gap Pike. Here is Newport Gap Pike, or Route 41 right here. Here's Graves Road. We have Grace Lutheran Church, which is right here on the corner. Wyndham is up here on the to the west, because north, here's the north arrow. It's a little hard to say. North is this direction. Here is Valley Brook Road, and we've got Mara's Landing over in this section here. The school has owned the property since about 1981. The building of the school, the construction of the school, is a result of a referendum that they held in 2012. And this will be a new elementary school, K through 5, and it will educate 600 students. It's a partially two-story building. We have 73,000 square feet or so. It's slightly larger. There'll be a playground, a couple of playgrounds, a playfield here, and stormwater management and parking. Primary access is going to be from Graves Road, right here. The cars will go in and out of this area. There's they designed the parking area here is larger than required, so there'd be some additional stacking that could happen with the cars going in and out of Graves Road. Buses will be using the Route 41 entrance. The buses will be going in and out of this entrance. You have rights in and lefts in, but only rights out onto the Route 41. There'll be sidewalks installed along this section here of Graves Road. Artesian water will be supplying water. The sewer will be provided by Newcastle County as soon as, I believe, phase six of the Hyde Run interceptor is completed. They're anticipating opening the school for the 2015-2016 school year. And at that point, I thought the interceptor would be finished as well. The TIS has been completed. A letter has been sent in. So there is the issue that Councilman Weiner had raised has been brought up and resolved. So I guess with that, we'll have any questions?
Any questions from council? Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. The bus circulation as opposed to the bike ped circulation, is there any cross traffic where the kids have to cross where the buses come in when they arrive either as pedestrians or bicyclists?
I don't believe so. Mark, do you want to?
Sure. Yeah, Mark Parker with the Becker Morgan Group. Councilman, there is a pedestrian access off of 41. It was provided as interconnection as requested by the planning department. Though we don't anticipate any walkers through this area, Mr. Ahman can speak to that a little further if you'd like. Again, the sidewalk access out on Graves Road, we've separated the lock from the key, if you will. The pedestrian circulation comes down across right here. That access is gated, so during operating school hours, the buses would not commingle with vehicular cars, car access from parents. So that is uncommingled there. And the students would be dropped off directly here. In the afternoons, the bus is stacked, the students are brought out, and all the buses leave at one time. Mm-hmm. So keeping that very safe at all times and operations.
Was any Safe Routes to Schools funds used? I know it's basically a program that's come to an end, but was any reserved?
I'm going to pass that baton again to answer that question directly.
We asked about it, and we were told there were no funds available for it.
Well, there are no new funds, but no new funds. There are. And last, I want to ask about the TIS. What are the scores on the turning vectors? What's the final score? What's the X sub C, the final average?
I didn't pull the X sub C, but I know the level service through all of these areas were B's and C's. Loveville Road at 48 was brought back into concurrency by some proposed improvements to a right turn lane.
Is it LOSC in this area of the county or LOSD that is the goal?
Allowable to LOSD.
LOSD, okay. And are there any turning movements that are that fall below D?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Powers?
You might as well stay.
Sure.
Where are the buses going to come in?
So buses enter off of 41, whether it's a right in or a left in. Come in, make their either their drop off or their pickup, and they depart to the southbound 41 direction.
Now, how are they? With how you're routed, can they come in from that entrance, come down? But you got the buses. How are they going to get around in that direction?
They are able to. They come down and they use this turning movement right here around that loop and back again, come in face down.
Okay. Is that that's the part I used to drive a school bus. Yeah, just seeing. Because I was looking if you're bringing through the church parking lot.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that would just make it smooth. So you're saying the buses could come in. Now, what's going to have to happen when they go out right? They're going to have to go up back to the intersection of what's that road and go back up
to the Lancaster Pike, right, the other direction?
Right. They have to. So they're going to work for their circulation and their pickups, but this will be their only departing movement.
Yeah, but I mean, to get going the other direction.
They'd have to go down to Kennedy Church.
And then go to Lancaster Pike. Interesting.
Anything else from council? Councilman Cartier?
Yes. This is kind of an unusual situation because I don't really recall since I've been here that we've had a school construction on the northern Newcastle County. This is a Hocasson area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to provide a lot of jobs for folks in the construction and, you know, through timing on that. And looks like a well-designed plan where you're segregating the, you know, kind of commuter single occupancy vehicles from the bus.
Yes, sir.
It looks like a very sensible arrangement that way to make it an efficient way to have students come in and leave. So that looks really good.
Thank you.
Councilwoman.
Thank you for your presentation. Just for everybody's edification, when they built North Star School, there were problems with the community across the street and obviously the stacking of cars coming in. Mm-hmm. They resolved that once the school was open and I think, you know, learned a very valuable lesson about how many cars we need to be able to stack without impeding traffic on any of the entrance or exit roads. So they've done a good job. Many months ago, I sat in a community meeting where Red Clay came and presented to the surrounding community. Talked about the issues at hand. Really, the only issue that was brought up was traffic. And, you know, as always, that is a major sticking point in any plan that we have, whether it be a school or not. But seemed to have resolved that. And, you know, the stacking lanes are certainly something, and the flow of the buses versus cars that they are completely cut off from each other so that they can't commingle, I think is an asset. So thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else? Anything from the public? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain.
We move on to item number 4, other. Okay, about the next one, the public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're out of here.
Janet.